Your 24-hour community radio station.
Newer FM.
I want to welcome to the studio now Rose Wall, who is CEO of Community Law and Mediation down the hall here from us. Good morning, Rose.
Morning, John.
And how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. A bit cold, but very well.
It is very, very cold. Now, we were talking there off air and we spoke a little bit briefly about how Community Law and Mediation came about and how you changed your names throughout the year. So will you just tell the listeners? It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, sure. Coolock Community Law Centre, as it was originally known, was set up in 1975 by FLAC. And that was at a time when there was no state-funded civil legal aid in Ireland. And we were set up by FLAC as a campaign tool, as part of their campaign for a state-funded civil legal aid scheme, and really to show the state what a community law centre could look like. So that was in 1975, and we were based over in Northside Shopping Centre at the time. And a state-funded civil legal aid scheme was, in fact, set up in 1979 and put on its statutory footing in the 1990s, but it didn't really resemble the community law centre model. It was purely legal advice and legal representation in, I suppose, very specific areas of law, like family law and criminal law, and didn't include, for example, tribunal work apart from refugee appeals tribunal. So it didn't include social welfare law, didn't include housing law, didn't include employment and equality law, and they're all very important issues for our community. So we continued working primarily in those areas, and we changed over the years. Our name changed to Northside Community Law Centre in 2004, primarily because we extended our catchment area outside of the Coolock area. And then we set up a law centre in Limerick in 2012, and we also had set up a mediation service in 2004. So we actually changed our name in 2014 to Community Law and Mediation to really reflect the wider range of services that we provide and the wider group of people to whom we provide them to.
Yeah, and you mentioned most of the services there. I'd say there's a lot more to it, is there?
Yeah, so we provide, I suppose, a legal advice and representation service in the areas of social welfare, social housing, employment inequality and debt, and community care also, which is access to services. But we also provide a free mediation service really relates to disputes between neighbours, colleagues and family members. And that's a free mediation service, also a free conflict coaching service for the community. We also run community education courses and Know Your Rights courses for the community. So we run a number of QQI Level 6 courses in employment law, family law and housing law. We also run courses for organisation, but we also run free Know Your Rights courses for the community on issues that we work on. And apart from that, then, we also have community resources. So we have information guides, we have a social welfare decisions database, which we call K-Space. We have an online academic journal as well. And we also work in the area of law reform. So we work in the area of lobbying, so providing submissions, running roundtables, that kind of thing.
And it's not a walk-in service. Do you need an appointment?
Well, we do a walk-in service on Thursday evening, yeah, from 6 to 8. So that is our free legal advice clinic, where we have four volunteer barristers on duty, as well as one of our solicitors. And that provides legal advice on all areas of law. And really, you just need to turn up to the Northside Civic offices at 6 o'clock. And we'll try to see you. We see, on average, between about 20 and 25 people on a Thursday evening. And from that, we sometimes take on representation cases out of that. So some of those advice cases turn into representation cases. So it is drop-in to some extent. Also in Limerick, we run a number of outreach clinics also, which are drop-in. But we've started just very recently to run a number of outreach clinics in other areas in North Dublin, such as Blanchardstown, Clondalkin and the city centre. And they're appointment-based, unfortunately, because we just can't accommodate the numbers for drop-in. But as I said, our Dublin service, or our Coolock service on a Thursday evening, is drop-in.
The newsletter was out there recently, and we'll talk about a few of the things in it. We couldn't talk about everything, mm-hmm, because all the stuff you've mentioned, even, you know, you are so busy down there and you do so much. You mentioned the community education courses.
Yeah, so as I said, John, one of the things that we do is community education. So we run QQI Level 6 courses. They're ongoing at the moment. They go on over 12 weeks, and we do them in employment law, housing law and family law. So if anybody's interested in that, please do contact us, because we'll be running a number number of courses next year. But we also run free Know Your Rights courses for the community, and they're generally 1 hour public information sessions. And we've two coming up now between now and the end of the year. One is on the 24th of November at 10 o'clock here in the Northside Civic Centre on money management and dealing with debt. And the other is on the value in creating an enduring power of attorney, and that's on the 8th of December from 10 o'clock here in the Northside Civic Centre. And just for anybody who doesn't know what an enduring power of an attorney is, that's really a document or a procedure that allows a person who is appointed as such to look after your affairs should you lose mental capacity in the future. So it is an important thing for people to be thinking about in terms of looking after their affairs going into the future. And if anybody's interested in learning more about it, please do come along to that talk on the 8th of December here in the Northside Civic Centre.
And that's very, very important with regard to wills and estates and stuff like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And it's just an important part of planning for your future and planning for your needs. So if you've any kind of queries on that, or if you want to know more about our courses, either contact the office or come along to those two courses that I've mentioned. The first is on the 24th of November and the second on the 8th of December.
And just to mention, the number for the office is
01 847 804,
and that's you get all the information you want.
Yeah, and either that or go on our website, which is www.communitylawandmediation.ie.
And we also free Know Your Rights talks. A couple of them have gone ahead already, but there are more coming up.
Yes, so as I said, we've run quite a few in employment law, housing law, landlord and tenant law, family law, but the two that I've just mentioned are coming up. So that will be in the enduring power of attorney, as I said, on the 8th of December, and money management and dealing with debt on the 2nd of November. But we'll also be putting together a schedule for 2017, so any questions that people have about it, or even any suggestions that people might have for us to put on talks for, please do contact our office.
We'll move on. This, I see here, Awalia. It's a new mortgage arrears resolution service. That's very important in this day and age.
Really important, because as we know, the mortgage arrears levels, while they're coming down, the levels of long-term mortgage arrears are actually increasing. And people who are in very significant difficulty, that's not going away. So CLM had done quite a bit of work on this a couple of years ago. We held a round table and published a submission on the range of services we thought that the state should put in place for people in significant levels of debt around kind of financial and legal information services. So based on that submission and following on from that submission, the Department of Social Protection and Department of Justice launched a service this year. Well, it's open since January, but it was only formally launched there a few weeks ago. And this scheme, it's a scheme of aid and advice for borrowers in home mortgage arrears called Awalia. It provides financial and or legal advice and assistance to people who are insolvent and in serious mortgage arrears on their home. And what I suppose people who find themselves in that situation should do, first of all, really, is to contact MABS and ask them about this service, because MABS operate the kind of filter to this service. So once you make your initial contact with MABS, you can then be directed to the different services once you're deemed eligible. And the different services that exist relate to a MABS dedicated mortgage or dedicated mortgage arrears advisor, a personal insolvency practitioner, or an accountant. So you can make an appointment to see any one of those three practitioners, and you can, once you're deemed eligible, you can pick whichever practitioner from a panel that are available on keepingyourhome.ie. And once you've received that financial advice and assistance, you can then make an appointment to see a solicitor, again from a panel of solicitors that have been approved for this scheme, to get kind of advice on your legal options. And there is another legal service available. It's a duty court solicitor service. So if you have a court date for a repossession action in relation to your family home, there is a solicitor on duty in the circuit court offices and the circuit courts to, I suppose, provide information for you on what's going to happen and what the court process is going to look like, but also to speak on your behalf in the court. Now, they're not going to take on, you know, fully your case and defend it to the end, but they will assist you on the day in court. Now, another thing which I would say to people is to apply for legal aid, because legal aid is available for people who are facing repossession of the family home, but the Legal Aid Board do apply two tests. First is a means test, which I suppose a lot of people who are on significant debt hopefully would satisfy, but the second would be a merits test. So they would have to establish that there is a legal defence to your case before they'll take it on. But I still would strongly suggest that people either get in contact with MABS to avail of this new service, or to make contact with the Legal Aid Board to get, you know, apply for a defence for their case.
So, tell the listeners the difference between insolvency and somebody who is in a mortgage arrears. And this applies to both.
Well, you need to be... Well, this particular scheme is in relation to mortgage arrears on your home. So you need to be insolvent, as in you can't pay your debts as they fall due, but you also need to have serious mortgage arrears on your home. So it is specifically for people who have mortgage arrears on their home. There is other services available for people around personal insolvency, and the Insolvency Service of Ireland can give plenty of information on that.
I mean, it's a horrible, horrible situation for anybody to find themselves in, and it's great to know that there is help there. Now, would the person in that situation go to MABS first, or would they walk into your office and look for help?
Well, they could come to our office, they could come to our Thursday clinic, and they'd be able to see, we run actually a monthly debt clinic as well, they would be able to see a solicitor or barrister to talk to them about the legal issues that they are facing. But I would strongly suggest that they contact MABS about this particular scheme, because they aren't eligible for the scheme until they contact MABS. So MABS will determine their eligibility. And I suppose to say to people who find themselves in this situation, it is extremely difficult, and people who are in that situation are extremely stressed and anxious. But it is important to make contact with the services that are available, and MABS, you know, is the kind of filter for this service.
Now, there's repossession still going on.
Absolutely.
Now, the powers that be, it would lead us to believe that everything's hunky-dory, everything's on the up, austerity is over and done with. Are you still as busy?
We're still as busy as ever. And I suppose with austerity, I mean, it hasn't, and austerity being over, I wouldn't say it's over for everybody at all. And in relation to the mortgage arrears situation in particular, we are seeing, I mean, the central bank statistics will show you that less people are in mortgage arrears, but more people are in more serious mortgage arrears. So the people in really serious financial difficulties aren't going away, and that situation is getting worse. And in relation to mortgage arrears, a big problem which is only slowly being addressed is around social housing. So what's going to happen to people whose homes have been repossessed? Where are they going to go? How are they going to access social housing supports when there is a significant shortage of social housing in this country?
Yeah, and homelessness is another big issue as well that's going on, and it's terrible.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I suppose we do work in the area of housing, and how we'd primarily try to help people is accessing social housing supports. So, you know, getting on the what we would have called previously the council list, the social housing list, and to help people overcome any obstacles with that. But there is obviously an underlying problem around the actual lack of social housing, and that's slowly being addressed by government.
Yeah, and there's good things happening, particularly in Ballymun. I spoke to Nolan Riley, the Sinn Féin councillor from Ballymun, and there's a Coolin co-op housing scheme going on up there, and they're producing houses, three bedroom houses for 170,000, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
and it should be done all over the country.
Because we often see people who are eligible for rent supplement or for housing assistance payment, but just simply can't find a property within the limits of those schemes, because as we all know, rent has shot up in Dublin and there just is a shortage of properties.
And is there still no legislation as regarding rents?
There is some protections around how often they can put up their rents and their ability to put it up over and above the market rate. But the market rate, as we know, is extremely high. So they're not capped as such, but there is they can't keep putting it up month after month. They can only do it within a specified period of time.
Is there anything else yet? I'd like to add.
Well, I suppose just to encourage people to use our service, particularly the Thursday evening service, for anybody who needs advice on any area of law, really, to come in to the Northside Civic Centre at 6 o'clock. It's first come, first serve, so we'd encourage you to come here at 6 o'clock, and you'd be able to see one of our solicitors or barristers who are there. Also, if anybody's interested in the Know Your Rights talks that I'd mentioned, please come along. They'll be on the 24th of November and the 8th of December, or you can contact our office on 01 8477 804 for more information.
That's the 24th of November and the 8th of December. And they're very interesting talks and very useful to everybody out there.
Absolutely. And as I said, if anybody really has any suggestions for the future as to what kind of talks we could be running, we'd be interested in hearing that too.
I'm just looking through the newsletter here, and congratulations to one of your a former intern.
That's right. So we run a number of internships in the office, and we have interns all the time actually who come in and provide very valuable assistance to us and to the solicitors in the office. And one of our former interns, Ruth Cormican, secured a prestigious Fulbright scholarship to study for the LLM in International Human Rights Law at the University of Notre Dame in the United States. So just huge congratulations to Ruth. Ruth worked with us this year and we're hugely grateful for her assistance and help to CLM.
Are there volunteers involved down there as well?
We have about 100 volunteers, so about 16 staff members between the Dublin and the Limerick office, and then we have a panel of 60 accredited MII accredited mediators who provide our mediation services, and also we have about 40 legal volunteers, and a lot of them would volunteer in a Thursday evening clinic that I've discussed, but also we often have interns in. So at the moment, for example, we have two interns in the office through different schemes or through different colleges, and they provide huge help to our solicitors and our staff.
Now, we're after speaking about a couple of very serious issues there as regards housing and stuff like that. But you mentioned mediation there. And mediation can be between neighbours, for instance, over small, what you'd say could be small issues like overhanging trees or stuff like that. But there's nothing too small.
Nothing too small. And the main issues that we would provide our free mediation service in relation to would be family disputes. So it can be any kind of family dispute between brothers and sisters, grandparents and daughters-in-law over access to a grandchild. It can be anything. And, you know, we say nothing too small, but really what could be described as a small dispute can have a very serious impact on people's quality of life and on people's relationships. So we provide, as I said, a free mediation service in family mediation, workplace mediation for small community organisations, and also what we call community organisation, which could include the overhanging trees, could include things like barking dogs, noise disputes, boundary issues, that kind of thing. So if anybody has a dispute like that, or a family dispute or a workplace dispute, please do contact our office and we can try to help if we
and
can.
Do you find that you have great success with those disputes, family disputes, neighbour disputes and stuff like that?
We do actually. I don't have the figures to hand, but we have a fairly high success rate of firstly the number of people that engage with the service. So how it works is one part of the dispute will contact the office and either we or that other party will contact the other person in the dispute to see whether they'd be interested in participating in mediation, and we have quite a high uptake rate on that. So most people who are contacted do actually come forward and proceed with mediation. And then from that we do often have either interim or final agreements made on the disputes, and we do have a kind of a follow-up evaluation process where we make contact with clients to see whether the, you know, the agreements are still working for them months later, and it does seem to work very well.
A third party, it's always a good idea.
Absolutely. And I suppose the whole idea behind mediation is that it's not, you know, it's not somebody imposing their solution on the relevant parties. It's the parties themselves coming together and the mediator facilitating them to come to an agreement that they can both live with.
Right, Rose, it's a great service you're providing down there. And as we said, it's communitylawandmediation.ie.
Absolutely. Or 01-8477-804.
All right, Rose, I'm sure we'll talk again fairly soon. And thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, John.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.